Jesus, the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep, and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling, and does not care for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. There is only one shepherd and one fold. And other sheep I have, who are not of this fold. These also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. John chapter 10 verse 11-18. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus does not present himself as one of many ways, but as the only door to the sheepfold, the only true shepherd of the soul. Every other voice that calls for the trust and allegiance of God's people is a thief and a liar. He alone enters by the door, the sheep recognize him alone, and he alone lays down his life for them. There is no other way in. There is no other voice to trust. There is no other shepherd who saves. Those who know him know his voice, they will not follow a stranger. In a world of confusion, deception, and destruction, Jesus stands alone as the exclusive shepherd who leads, protects, and gives life, life more abundantly.